Good morning. Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the studios of KSFR, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. We are on the web at facebook.com/radiocafe. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the first one-day fun drive of 2010. And I am delighted to be here, not only doing the Radio Cafe, but asking you, ladies and gentlemen, to go to your telephones and call 428-1393. That's the 505 area code, 428-1393, and make a contribution to this station if you haven't done so already. 428-1393. Now, I have with me here in the studio Marty Rosenberg. He is a man of many trades. His latest trade, I suppose you could call it, is he's the newest board member of KSFR. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
And he is author of a new book called Sacred Grounds, Cafe Musings from the Mountains of Santa Fe, and he is going to be at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow night at 6 o'clock talking about his new book. And we are going to talk about his life and about this station. Marty Rosenberg, welcome. Not only an honor and privilege to have you associated with KSFR, but you have a lot to say about this station. You are a longtime listener, is that correct?
Yes, about over 20, well, actually, as long as the station's been on. And, of course, in the newest generation of it, the last eight years.
Today is our official, although maybe not exact, but pretty close to exact, eighth birthday.
Well, this is kind of a community party then. This is really for the whole city. And all of our listeners, Los Alamos and Taos and Albuquerque, really. This is it's a big community.
So why do you think that people should make their contribution right now by phone?
Well, I think, we have to ask ourselves today, what is really valuable to us? And I think a quote that always stuck in my mind was one by Oscar Wilde where he said, you know, nowadays people know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. And I kind of look to personally to KSFR as a kind of a best metaphor I can think of might be a lighthouse or a beacon. And it kind of rebalances our community focus back to the local level. But with global eyes, and of course, you know, Radio Cafe and your work, Mary Charlotte, is so unique in the sense of combining information, resources that let us reach beyond and stretch beyond ourselves, and it also provides an action plan for us as individuals. Maybe today when we look at the we have such a cynical view of government and our corporate structure. Maybe one of our best tools of democracy resides in independent media.
Very much so. Independent media is one of those things that if in the worst case, it's kind of like you don't know what you have till it's gone. This is a resource, and I have been listening to public radio in every city that I've ever lived. Throughout my life, since I was a young person, but especially in my adult life. And this is where you find out the truth. This is where you find out the unbiased by corporate advertising and so on, news and information. But it's also, even more than that, the place where you get in touch with your community. One of my goals as host of the Radio Cafe is to make this community accessible and to bring people together. And you don't know how many times, Marty, I have had people come up to me and say, oh, I went to this event and I met these people and we're doing this. All sorts of people actually come together. It's kind of the threads that tie the various parts of the community together and let people know what's going on. From something as simple as, is there school today on a snowy winter day like this, to what is happening at the Lenzic, but not only that, what are the ideas? Who are the people? What do they sound like? Who are the politicians who are running for office? We had the city council candidates and the mayoral candidates on just recently. The election is next week. It's actually early voting is going on now. KSFR is a tool of democracy. The number is 428-1393, 428-1393. Give a call, and we will delightedly accept your pledges. I want to thank Edward Borens of Garcia Street Books, and he made a generous contribution. And I'll tell you what, that is an amazing bookstore, Garcia Street Books. You will be at Collected Works tonight, which is another amazing bookstore. We have two independent bookstores. And I think those independent bookstores express the feeling of the city, which is an independent-minded city that supports both books and cultural events of all kinds, activism of all kinds, and independent media like ours.
Yeah, I'd like to put out a call right now because it's a little after 8. And normally, as my friends know me, I'm probably at one of our great cafes around Santa Fe. And you know, I suppose it's okay to mention a whole bunch of them, right, Mary Charlotte? We could, you know, whether you're at Java Joe's or Downtown Subscription or at the Santa Fe Baking Company, the Tarts Treats on Guadalupe, Aztec, or over at Collected Works for their great new cafe area. You know, folks, you know, we're all looking through our various newspapers. Where you're online. You've got your cell phone handy. But what you really come back to in that background is everything does come back to the local level. There's so much national and global exchange today, but it looks like the solutions, the real solutions, whether they're going to be in terms of water or agriculture or culture and the arts, they really are going to be solved at a community-based level. And this is a really unique community, so I'm looking to everybody out there in the same way that you look to KSFR to say, why don't we take some action this morning? And so for all of my buddies out there who are at this moment sucking up both Java and knowledge, you know, let's get off of that kick for a moment and call that 428-1393 and do it now.
Last time we had the one-day fund drive in December, I believe it was, we got, during the hour of the Radio Cafe, between 8 and 9, we got 50 calls. We'd like another 50 calls this hour. We want to thank Ed Reed and Ellen Bradbury. They love the BBC and news and music and the whole variety of KSFR. And we want to thank Jerry and Harry Turner, who just called. Thank you so much. Let's keep those calls coming. Let's keep the phone ringing off the hook, 428-1393 in the area code 505, or 1-866-907-5737. That's toll-free, 866-907-KSFR.
And I've got a check to drop off to you that was given to me by my wonderful ex-spouse, Patricia Rosenberg, who's at Pilates this morning, or I think she would have called in. But let me present the check to you right here, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Trish.
Here's the sound of paper check.
That's the real McCoy. But, you know, credit cards and a call-in work just as well.
They do. 428-1393. Marty Rosenberg, you have had a very interesting life. You started out as an anthropologist and archaeologist.
Yes. And a very serendipitous move from Brooklyn, New York to Tempe, Arizona, and discovering that what we didn't have in Brooklyn was cultures of the world. We only had a couple of cultures, and falling in love with the Southwest at the same time.
And as you said in your book, in Brooklyn, I was at least used to scraping soot off of things. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Cowboys and Indians were really just a fantasy.
So you moved to Arizona, and what did you do there?
Well, I went to college there at ASU, and that's where our anthropology and archaeology really, you know, just sort of came home and fell in love with the field. Spent a number of years there and did graduate work and did field archaeology work. And I think once you get the Southwest in your blood, it's really hard to let go of it. And so over the years, even after relocating back to New York and spending 8 or 9 years at the Museum of Natural History, you know, lecturing, there still was this this call to the Southwest that decades later did come back to roost.
So tell us a little bit more about the anthropology, archaeology you were doing.
Well, the work that we were doing at that time was with an archaic culture, prehistoric culture there called the Hohokam. And they were quite a remarkable people in that they built the first some of the first irrigation canals in the Southwest to irrigate their fields. It was a very meager culture in the sense of the glory of archaeology, where you hope to find lots of burials and lots of pots and lots of cultural artifacts. This was a lot more simpler way of life, and it was a desert culture, and really spread all the way from Mexico on up into good parts of the middle of Arizona. But that was a short period in my life, and really a wonderful one. But things were moving quickly, and I never was sure that was going to be the final career path.
We have another call, and we want to thank Anonymous, good friend of ours named Anonymous, who's calling from Valdez, New Mexico. The phones need to ring right now, ladies and gentlemen, 428-1393. If you are a regular cafe listener, give a call right now. 428-1393 is the number. And let's tell the people, let's take a little break, because I want to talk more to you, Marty Rosenberg, but let's give the people a couple of good reasons to call. I think one good reason to call outside of the radio cafe is BBC News and Dan and Bill. For those who have had the radio on for a while, Dan Garrity and Bill Dupuy, news director, news people extraordinaire, great voices, great reporters. They get you in touch with what's going on here. I learn so much when I get up early enough, but also at the news at noon, from this news department here at KSFR. They do an extraordinary job. And lest you think that every town has a news department like this, oh no, they do not. This is a very special thing, and it's worth supporting. And you can call now to support it, 428-1393.
I had a chance to look for the first time at the whole program guide for KSFR, and I was just absolutely blown away. It's one thing to hear your favorite programs or those that fit into your schedule, and mine typically is from 6 to 9 each day, and then in the evening usually from about 4 to 6. But when I got to look at the rest of the program schedule, it truly is astounding. I mean, from books to CinemaScope to Living Juicy to John Trenacosta, my good buddy and a great jazz musician and arranger, and Lauren Camp, who does such marvelous stuff on the colors of jazz, and of course all of you know who follow jazz, John Greenspan, Mouth of Wonder. I mean, the Saturday program, if you're a Saturday buff and you like a lot of variety, I mean, between Camp Lovewave and Mouth of Wonder and The Gardens and Bob Edwards, I mean, it's an incredible program. I was talking with someone this morning and described it as a symphony. And, a symphony is kind of one movement to another movement to another movement. Well, when I got a look at the whole program, I was truly amazed. It's really an incredible undertaking with this family at KSFR.
And in a way, there's a crazy diversity. And you think, what is the theme of this station? And the theme is the community itself. So there are so many locally produced shows and so many amazing music DJs. We don't talk enough about the music DJs during the fundraising time. Sometimes, for example, on this show, we're followed by jazz, and our jazz DJs are amazing. But then at night, we've got people like BC doing the blues show on Monday night. We've got Susan O'Hori doing this unbelievable world music show. We've got Bill Hutchison doing the Anthologist Cabinet of Musical Marvels on Friday nights. Oh, look, we have another. Shelley Robinson likes the Radio Cafe, made a pledge. Thank you so much, Shelley Robinson. 428-1393 is the number to call, and that is how you can make a contribution to keep this station going. It doesn't come for free, ladies and gentlemen, and we are all part of this great community and this great sort of energy system, which is KSFR. And you feed a little bit of energy into that monetarily by making a contribution, and you get all of this energy back in the form of programming. 428-1393.
You know, I'm Mary Charlotte. I don't have enough time personally for reading about things like physics and science, and to give a hats off to the show that you produce and your interviewing talents, which I think are quite remarkable. Your show really blends so much knowledge together, but with the potential that of the humanities. In a sense, it connects the dots from just ideas and concepts back to all of us, and the impact that these fields, these different fields, have on our lives. And that's something that I don't think any of us have the time to do on our own. And, you know, it's your homework, it's your efforts, you know, that are bringing that to us. And I don't know how much that's worth to when you start putting a value on it, but I'd certainly put a value on it of at least a dollar a day, for me, as far as I'm concerned, just to be able to have that synthesis. It reminds me that, going back to anthropology days, on the fact that all of us out there really need to give, you know, that there's no free lunch on this. In the one of the West African nations in Mali, there's an obligatory and reciprocal giving that goes on. So if you get a gift, you must give one back, but you don't have to give one back necessarily to the same person that you received one from. And I think that's what we owe to, you know, your program and KSFR, is you're giving gifts to us on a 7-day-a-week basis, and we really need to give back to this station a gift ourselves. And it can go to the entire station for all of its creativity and its output.
428-1393 is the number. Got a goal of 50 calls for this hour, so I'm not sure what number we're on. The phones are ringing, but it's a little bit slower than it was last fun drive. We would love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And we're going to go and hear just a break from one of our beloved underwriters. We'll be back in just a second.
Now is the best time to place your 2010 Santa Fe Opera order to ensure best seating selection and avoid a price increase after February 28th. The 2010 season opens with a new staging of Puccini's Madame Butterfly and Santa Fe's first ever performances of Offenbach's masterpiece, The Tales of Hoffmann. The season also includes Mozart's The Magic Flute, Benjamin Britten's charming comedy, Albert Herring, and a world premiere, Life is a Dream, based on a towering masterpiece from the golden age of Spanish drama, delivered with a Pulitzer Prize-winning score. Give yourself the gift of great music this summer. Order by February the 28th at 2009 prices at santafeopera.org. That's santafeopera.org for the operas of Puccini and Offenbach, Mozart and Britten, and a major world premiere this summer. This message is sponsored by the Santa Fe Opera, a tax-exempt organization.
And we're back with Marty Rosenberg, who is a man of, what would you call it, a renaissance man. He is the newest board member on KSFR. He is the author of the book Sacred Grounds, Cafe Musings from the Mountains of Santa Fe. And we're going to hear Marty reading from some of his work in just a few minutes. This is the one-day KSFR fun drive. The reason we are doing these one-day fun drives, and some of you remember that we did one in December, is so that we do not have to spend 10% of our program year fundraising. We have a very small amount of fundraisers, on-air fundraisers, planned this year, but they only work if people actually pick up the phone and make their calls now. That number is 505-428-1393. If you like the Radio Cafe, if you love the Radio Cafe, if you listen to KSFR, if you love this station, please give a call right now and support me, support the Radio Cafe, support news and information on KSFR, support this station, support the fact that I didn't turn off my cell phone and it's making the terrible noise, but I don't know where it is, so I can't turn it off. 428-1393 is the number. So, Marty Rosenberg, you have a gallery up on the end of Canyon Road by the Tea House, which has a fascinating story, and I thought you could tell people a little bit about it.
Well, the gallery is devoted to the a very unique niche in graphic design, and it was really the Polish poster designers who were artists working behind the Iron Curtain under a communist regime starting in the 40s that created almost a nationalist movement. They were so determined to do something that would recognize the culture of Poland. Here is a country oppressed and occupied, gray buildings. I mean, really a dark, bleak scene.
Isn't that funny how that whole Soviet period was characterized above all by the color gray?
Yeah, and after many years of traveling there, I mean, it's so conspicuous. I mean, the housing structure in a city like Warsaw, after it was demolished and then rebuilt by mostly with the Soviet oversight, it's so bleak, and there's such a lack of color, and there's such a lack of warmth and green and beauty that we're so used to seeing in our lands. That I think it really inspired the artists who had an opportunity to create cultural posters for opera and music and theater and dance. And they really took it to a level, an exuberance that was so anti the communist system. So I guess you'd call it revolutionary. And they used their... their energy not to fight the system, but to actually override the whole system with the artwork and the messages that they embedded in their poster work.
It's such an interesting period because where there is no freedom of speech or limited freedom of speech, artists always find ways to say what they want to say in more covert manners.
Well, maybe a great question to explore, and maybe someone will do a good research project on this, is when do we really do our best work? You know, under what conditions do we really, as a species, when do we really thrive? And when do we kind of reach beyond and stretch beyond our given potential to reach new heights?
By the way, I want to say the number, please give a call now, is 428-1393. It's our one-day fun drive. This is your chance. We've got people in the phone room. Oh, we've got another thank you. We want to thank, I just dropped a piece of paper, Lynn Loshbo. Thank you very much for calling, Lynn, 428-1393. Well, and oh, yet another call. Sally and Rafa called. Thank you so much. And keep those calls coming. We are looking for 50 calls this hour, 428-1393. I think what you're getting at, Marty Rosenberg, is that when times are tough and people are oppressed, there is sometimes this incredible flowering of work.
Yeah, I think there's a passion that must come out of the oppression, because if you don't have a voice, and if your voice will only put you in chains or imprison you, what are the outlets that you have to speak? Now, you know, we have I must point again to KSFR, which is a real voice for this community. And in Poland, they from the 1947 period on, when culture was brought back into their society, the people really had no voice. And so the artists became the voice of the people. We are so lucky to have, a KSFR voice to bring together the voice of the people. But in those days, it was really the artists who could say what they wanted to tell the people about. It was kind of a unifying event to see posters in the streets that you could recognize the artist who did them, and you could also take a great deal of pride in the artwork, and whether it was for a Shakespeare play or an opera or a ballet or a movie, the posters brought a unique explosion of color and light, sometimes humor, and sometimes some real satire, which poked fingers and holes right in the communist system. And so it gave the people, I think it would be something called hope.
428-1393 is the number. We hope that you call, ladies and gentlemen. We need you to call during our one-day fun drive, 428-1393. I think that one of the things that's interesting about this is that the Soviet government let them get away with this artwork, there was kind of an agreement. How did that work?
Well, that's a great story, Mary Charlotte. And we did produce a documentary film called Freedom on the Fence, which just finished playing at MoMA in New York for the last 6 months. And we're able to, of course, tell it more beautifully with interviews and the stories from the actual artists. But as it went, the government came to one of the great professors of art named Henry Tomaszewski, and he was the catalyst that the government needed to bring the artists into the fold. They needed the artists to do the posters, and the artists under Tomaszewski's leadership refused to cooperate unless they reached an agreement that would be hands off the art, and you must give us complete artistic freedom. Now, that's a really unique negotiation to undertake, and the government was really so desperate to get the great artists to do this work that they agreed to it. And so for the next four decades, the art schools and the graphic design schools and the artists in Poland had this unbelievable freedom to do images and depict life and stories in ways that were way beyond the social realism and the art traditions of old Russia and Germany, and they brought totally new influences to the world of design. In fact, many of the schools of design in Western Europe and even here in the States look to the very few posters that got out of Europe in the 60s and 70s, got out of Eastern Europe. And the Poles were really a beacon in world innovation and graphic design. In fact, a gentleman came into the gallery from New York recently. It was from the New York Times. And he was looking at the posters, and he noticed how the typography was woven into the composition as if it was a piece of the artwork itself. And it reminded him, he said that back in the 70s, the New York Times was looking to renovate and re-energize its look, and they went to many of the Polish poster designs to look at how graphics and journalistic photojournalism were used together to try to give themselves some new ideas for composing a fresh look to the New York Times. That was an amazing piece of insight. I had no idea occurred.
It's one of those secrets that we have here in Santa Fe is your gallery. I have seen you do different exhibitions on themes. So there's for example, an exhibition on theater posters, an exhibition on jazz posters, on film posters, and you show them in succession because in your collection there are so many of them, you can't have them all on the wall at once in this relatively limited space gallery. But what's extraordinary is how virtuosic and creative and beautiful this artistic community in this several decades span in Poland was. And so that's a treasure that Santa Fe has, in addition to all the other treasures that we have here. Oh, we've got some more. Martin Soto, who is 13 years old. He's been contributing to KSFR since he was, I believe, 7. He has always given his allowance. He is a tremendously valuable part of this community. And he is one of those young people who, when I've met him several times, and when I see him, I always think, this is the future. If this type of youth, if this kind of young man is what represents our future, we've got a future. Thank you so much, Martin. And Miriam Jawar, who made a contribution as well. And Dorothy at Collected Works wants to thank the Radio Cafe for our contribution to the book world. And once again, Marty Rosenberg, who is with me here today, is going to be at Collected Works Bookstore tomorrow night talking about his new book, Sacred Grounds, which we will be talking about in just a minute. We want to thank Paige Prescott, who loves the BBC, and Abigail Ryan, who loves the Radio Cafe. Thanks to all of you. I hope that we are approaching our goal of 50 calls. Keep those phones ringing, 428-1393, 428-1393. We're going to take a break to hear from another one of our underwriters. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. KSFR programming is underwritten in part by Sunflower Farmers Market.
Now with two locations in Santa Fe at Zafferano Drive and Sirius Road and at Paseo de Peralta and Guadalupe. Sunflower Farmers Market, home of serious food and silly prices, delivers farm fresh produce, all natural meat, healthy groceries, and much more. Healthy values naturally from Sunflower Farmers Market. SFMarkets.com for more information. Committed to supporting the local Santa Fe community, Sunflower Farmers Market is a proud supporter of KSFR.
And we're back at KSFR, the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, broadcasting today from the studios of KSFR. And hey, Marty, do you know who's going to be with us at 9 o'clock?
No, tell me.
Robert Knott.
Fantastic. Oh, my God. Our dogs pass on Alameda often as we walk down the street, and we kind of wave and they growl at each other.
Well, this is another thing that I think is wonderful about KSFR is animal welfare. There is a focus on animal welfare on this show, on this station, and in the city in general, which is very special. So for those of you, dog, cat, bunny, hamster, ferret, and wildlife lovers, of which there are so many in this city, keep your dial tuned to KSFR. KSFR is Santa Fe's only public radio station. And make your contribution now. The number is 428-1393. And this is a one-day fun drive, ladies and gentlemen. We're only doing these a few times a year from now on. If you support us. If you don't support us, we're going to have to think of something else to do, which will probably be more fundraising time on the air. It's not fun. It's fun to hear from everybody, but we want to really just go back and do our programming full time. We have to come to you because we are listener-supported public radio. When you call, then we are able to go back to our regular programming, but we need those calls, and we want to get 50 of them in this hour. Not sure what number we're up to, but 50 of them, 428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. Marty Rosenberg, you have this beautiful collection, which you show in your gallery on Canyon Road. And how did you come across not only this work, but this whole story?
Well, being an archaeologist, one of the things that you absorb is probably the impulse and maybe even the obsession to collect. And back in the 70s, I had a very good mentor, a friend, when I was in the business world at that time, who was very interested in vintage posters. And he was a very savvy man, and he taught me a lot about collecting art posters. And in those years, the most popular were French and Swiss and Dutch and Italian, very decorative, and they were all advertising mostly for products, because Western Europe had a free, open, capitalist society. And so he gave me this dream, which was, why can't you find something in the poster world that hasn't been discovered yet? Well, of course, that's every archaeologist or amateur archaeologist's dream, which is, to unearth something. I mean, for many of us, it's finding in grandma's attic a Tiffany lampshade, which would be a great collectible piece. But
right, or the lost letters of Emily Dickinson.
Right. The Shakespeare's last, writing that came up in the country house. But for me, I had no idea where that would lead. But in the back of my mind, as I traveled, in those years, I was working for the CPA profession out of New York. And so I would travel the country on their behalf, giving presentations. And on one trip to San Francisco, an artist friend that I knew there invited me to the back of her gallery when she heard that I was always looking for something unique in poster design. And she showed me in the back room in a dusty drawer a little stack of maybe 20 or 30 posters that were at that moment very strange. I didn't understand the language. And I could see that they were graphically beautiful and really unusual. Some of them were surrealistic and some were postmodern. The artwork was fabulous. And she explained that the owner of the gallery had gotten them in Poland from their archives around 1970. So I looked at them and I had no idea what I was looking at, except they were really unique. And I made two phone calls. One was to an art director at Leo Burnett in Chicago, a very good friend. And I asked him if he'd ever heard of something called Polish posters. And I expected him to come back with a retort of some funny joke about the Polish people. What shocked me was he came back and said that we've been stealing their ideas for years because they're all published in these Graphis annuals, and it's a great art form. He said you got to bring them back to Chicago. We'll have a couple of beers, and we've got to show them around the office because we never see the real thing. And that was the beginning.
Amazing. We're talking to Marty Rosenberg. 4281393 is the number. We've got a couple of more thank yous. We want to thank A.D. Langdon. Thank you so very much. And Ellie, who says that she loves Mary Charlotte. Thank you so much, Ellie. Leslie Rich loves the Radio Cafe and Bob Edwards. Lee Johnson likes Democracy Now. We need more. Pat Simon called. Thank you so much, Pat. And we need more phones ringing, 4281393. We are halfway there. We need 25 more calls. Now, we're just about, considering that the show starts at about 10 after 8, we're just about halfway through, or slightly more than halfway through the show. So we need another 25 calls. Ladies and gentlemen, please do it. Ring those phones off the hook. Make those people in there so busy that they don't have time to eat. 4281393. Another call. Thank you so much to Fred Nugent, 4281393. Not to be, I shouldn't even say this. Poor Fred has heard this a million times. Not to be confused with Ted Nugent. Anyway, thank you so much, Fred. Thank you so much, Lee and Leslie and Ellie and Dorothy and everybody for calling. Keep those phones ringing. We need another 25 calls, 4281393. Marty Rosenberg.
Yeah, you know, there are a couple of facts about the Polish poster that I had no idea existed. And in fact, most of my fellow poster dealers around the world still can't answer the question, which is where was the first international poster biennale in the world held? And most of us would have thought it was probably in Paris or Vienna or Zurich. But ironically enough, it began in outside of Warsaw in Poland. And it began in the 1960s, and for the next decade, the world's largest and most important poster biennale was held out of Poland. And, of course, when I started that journey, I had no idea that that was the case. Also, Poland has one of the only poster museums in the entire world. Two amazing little factoids that, from a collector's standpoint, really turned out to be very important.
And I imagine that some of the posters that you have and that you sell in your gallery are shown in that museum.
Yeah, it's probably we probably have outside of the museum the largest collection of pre-war and post-war art posters of its kind.
And what's interesting about the art form of posters is that it's on the one hand, a disposable thing. You have a poster for an event, then it gets ripped off the lamppost or the wall, it gets thrown out. But when they are collected as artworks, they suddenly become these things that were trashed 40 years ago are now very precious collectible items.
Yeah, these were never made for sale, and so they were really, and because paper and ink was expensive and scarce, the way these posters came to survive was by collectors in Poland and in other parts of Europe who would typically find a printer, pay them a small amount of money to put aside a poster by one of the painters that they really wanted to collect. And so over the years, really, that's how this collection was built. It was built from other collectors.
The number is 4281393. We are in the one-day fund drive here at KSFR. One day only to make your contribution. Of course, you can contribute any time, but this is the time we're going to you, the listeners who are listening on your way to work or listening at home or listening in your bedroom or your bathroom or your studio or wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen. We got a call from Margarita, who loves Tuesday Night at the Opera. Thank you so much. And Leslie Rich, thank you so much, Leslie, who loves the attention to animals. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats and all sorts of good things. 4281393, we want to get, I think it's just under 25 calls, but let's say another 25 calls between now and the top of the hour. That's just a little more than one per minute. I know we can do it. Our volunteers write very quickly. We've got three phones in there, 4281393. Marty Rosenberg, so you have this amazing collection on the end of Canyon Road, and people can find it. What is the name of the gallery?
Well, it's called the Vintage Poster Gallery, and it's at Palace and Canyon.
It's right across the street from the Tea House, so it's right at the end, right past El Farol.
A perfect place to stop by, browse, and enjoy lunch right across the street.
Yeah, the Tea House, the food is good. I don't know if it was always so good, but the last time I went there, it was so good.
Yeah, they really run a beautiful operation.
They
do. It's a great place.
And local food and organic food and every kind of tea you could possibly think of. So let's talk for a moment. You are, besides being a businessman, an anthropologist, an archaeologist, and the proprietor of the Vintage Poster Gallery, you are an author, too. Your new book is called Sacred Grounds, Cafe Musings from the Mountains of Santa Fe. So you wrote this while sitting in cafes, the many cafes that you mentioned at the beginning of the show, around town with your laptop?
That's the truth. And a good part of it was handwritten and then transcribed by laptop. But it really grew out of the stimulation of Santa Fe's cafe society, I like to call it, where...
Which is quite prodigious.
It's amazing, and it's amazing because it involves the entire spectrum of our community life, from government to white collar professionals to trail riders who take trail rides out to artists and of course the creative forces that. That bring people to Santa Fe. They're all in and around the cafe scene.
And in the Santa Fe Baking Company, where I usually do the show from, we have nurses and doctors and policemen and firemen and rescue workers and construction workers and tradesmen of all kinds, tradesmen and women, I should say, on their way to work or on their way from work or sometimes in the down economy, kind of waiting for work and waiting for that cell phone to ring or making calls and drumming up business. It's a tough time right now, and we know it's a tough time, which is why maybe it's a little tough to reach into your pocket and call 428-1393. But you know what? Do it anyway. If you can give $10, that's fantastic. If you can give $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, that's fantastic. Just give that call. Support public radio. It doesn't matter what amount you give. It really, truly doesn't. What matters is we want those 50 phone calls within this hour, 428-1393. If you love the Radio Cafe, if you like what you hear, if you are interested in the things you're hearing, both with the wonderful Marty Rosenberg right here, right now, and with all the other things we do. We had the president of the Santa Fe Institute on a couple of days ago, and I went to his talk last night, and it was so full that there were people, including me, sitting on the floor, lying on the floor, standing in the aisles, standing in the hallways. That's what radio is about, is the interaction among the various people in Santa Fe, the events and all these institutions in Santa Fe. But let's get back to your 428-1393. Let's get back, Marty, to your work. You are working on, you're going to be reading tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Collected Works from your new book, Sacred Grounds. But you've got a new book, which you're going to read from now. Is that correct?
Well, if you twist my arm a little bit, sure, we can do that. But I also want to hear from some of my friends out there whose names I won't embarrass them by calling them out. Let's get on the phone, guys and gals, and let's make some contributions because you're all activists. But donating is a real great form of activism. So let's pick up that phone and 428-1393. Let's do it.
428-1393. Yeah, we were talking on the other day. In fact, there's an event tonight at Tipton Hall, which is a benefit for the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and it's presented by Santa Fe New Music and the Santa Fe Art Institute, both of which are amazing organizations. The Santa Fe Art Institute doing more work every year than you can possibly even fathom here in Santa Fe, a wonderful institution. But tonight at Tipton Hall, there is a musical event which combines the singing of a baritone with the sounds of the Everglades, and the Florida Everglades are disappearing, and it is actually a benefit for the Santa Fe Conservation Trust to basically bring money for them so that our land and water of New Mexico don't disappear. People always say, what can I do? There are things you can do directly. You can go to this benefit tonight, pay your money, and actually help conserve the land of Santa Fe. You can make that call right now to KSFR, 428-1393, and keep this democratic tool going. Moi, we've got a lot of thank yous. This is so great. Barbara Fuchs called. Thank you. Karen, if I'm reading this handwriting correctly, Karen Tischer called. Thank you. Norma Schmidt and Susan Cook called. We need 18 more calls, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost at 50 calls. We need 18 more calls in the next 10 minutes. We will extend it to the end of the news, which is at about 5 after 9, 428-1393. I'm going to stay here with Robert Knott from the hours 9 to 10, so you can keep calling then. But we need 18 more calls this hour. Marty Rosenberg, let's hear, maybe you can just do a little reading. Is a prose piece or a poem? What have you got for us?
Yeah, we could do something like that. The first book and the book that I'll read from a new book tomorrow night contains everything from satire to commentaries and insights and some deeply revealing pieces as well. But I just came back from San Miguel de Allende, where I finished the second book. And one of the things that one notices in this beautiful mountain city with cobblestone streets is it feels very much like the old world. And if you walk the streets, and for all of us animal lovers, one of the things you notice in San Miguel is the dogs that roam the streets, some of whom have collars on, but they're really out in their own, and you kind of watch them just sort of, as they're like little ghost ships in the night. They just kind of wander around, and they seem to find their way. And I couldn't help but one morning write a piece, and I'd be happy to share that with you.
Please
it's called
do.
The it's called The Street Hounds of San Miguel de Allende. And here we go. Collared or bare, they wend their way, avoiding oncoming trucks and burrows alike. They have no plan, but they know every garbage can. Their paws are hardened by century-old cobblestone streets, tails held high, sure of heart and spirit, a daily mission of sustenance and survival. Homeless by choice, unencumbered by human confine, they're just free to be, too shrewd to be conned or enticed by a caller. Some travel in a pack, others play lone wolf. Miles of narrow streets and steep hills to climb. They, with finely tuned maps of smell and sound, the hounds of the street, masters unto themselves, owing to no one.
I love that you chose a dog poem to read here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, where I think probably many of our listeners know that we are a very dog-friendly place. That's terrific. So that's from a forthcoming collection.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
And we will probably hear more about that when you read from that in the future. But right now, the book Sacred Grounds, Cafe Musings from the Mountains of Santa Fe. Once again, Marty Rosenberg is going to be here in Santa Fe at 6 o'clock tonight, reading at Collected Works Bookstore. Tomorrow night. Have I been saying tonight?
No.
Friday night, reading from this. We've got a couple more thank yous. Reese Peterson called, and she wrote, this contribution is in honor of Jeff, the love of my life, and all that KSFR stands for. Thank you so much, Reese. And she's the director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, who is doing this benefit tonight at Tipton Hall. Patricia Simon, Michael Soloway, and Chuck Forrest all called. I don't know how many calls we need, but let's say we need another 10 or 15 calls in the next 10 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we can do it. Support the Radio Cafe, 428-1393, 428-1393. It's the one-day fund drive. We're doing a handful of one-day fund drives this year. Marty Rosenberg, why did you choose to accept our invitation to join the board of KSFR?
Well, there's only two or three areas in Santa Fe that have a big impact on the whole community, and they really all involve communications. This is an organization that is community-based. It listens to the community. I mean, you can walk in and you can come and visit KSFR. You can meet the producers, and you can really share your views. I mean, whether it's the election time or whether it's the great guests that are on your show, we really are connected not just to the local town, but excuse me, to the world at large.
428-1393 is the number, 428-1393, and KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. You know, we know that people love this station, and it sometimes feels almost a little awkward for me to feel like I have to sell it to the listeners. But you know what? I know that you know, you who are listening today, that this is something to support. You might buy a ticket and go to a movie. You might buy a video rental. You might go over to the video library or one of our other wonderful video places and rent a DVD. And you might just give a contribution to KSFR, because when you think about it, when you give, let's say, a $25 contribution, and you think about getting 365 hours of entertainment and news and information, 24 hours a day, when you think about that, that is really something. We want to thank, I cannot even begin to read what this says. It starts with T, Tara, but I cannot read the handwriting. I'm sorry. And Anonymous, and I think Karen, did we already say Karen Tischer? Anyway, Karen Tischer called. This is on my piece of paper. We need 12 more calls. 428-1393.
You know, KSFR an interesting programming study. Is supported by New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit financial cooperative serving its members for 73 years. More information at nmefcu.org.
And we want to thank Tara Somerville. Thank you for helping me on that. All these wonderful people in the telephone room right now who are taking calls.
It was an amazing study done by the National Academy of Science. They did some brain scans, and they found that they wanted to examine giving, charitable giving, and they found that people who accepted money for themselves, they had a choice, which was giving to charity or taking the money for themselves. And when they checked out all the brain scans on their study, they found that those who took money, they lit up in areas for food and sex, which I thought was pretty interesting. And those who gave away their money and donated it to charity, the brain parts that lit up were associated with attachment or bonding or social relationships. So as an old anthropologist, it really confirmed the fact that altruism helps communities to survive and build.
That is fascinating. That's really, really interesting. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the communitarian parts of your brain to light up, give a call right now to 505-428-1393. We want to thank Carolyn and Dave in White Rock. Carolyn loves KSFR. She says she's not sure what she would do if the station stopped airing, and I think that's true, certainly for a lot of us. And we want to thank another old friend of ours, also, strangely enough, called Anonymous, who donated in honor of Marty Rosenberg. Thank you so much. I know we're getting very close to our goal of 50 calls. Keep those phones ringing, 428-1393. And we're going to go out now. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR is streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's wonderful Dot Foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, I'm going to be here for another hour with Robert Knott. Marty Rosenberg, thank you so much for spending this whole hour with us.
It's a delight. Say hello to Robert for me.
Oh, I certainly shall. And thanks to Brian Highhill for all he does, Linda Highhill, the leader of this station, the board of KSFR, Sean Conlon, George Weston, Cabby, all these incredible people who every single day work behind the scenes to bring you this wonderful public radio station, KSFR. Oh, we've got one more thank you before we go. Teresa Farrar called, and I certainly hope we're up to our goal of 50 calls. Keep those phones ringing. 428-1393 is the number, 505-428-1393. The toll-free number is 866-907-5737. Hasta la vista. We'll see you back in just a little bit. Back to the phone room.